In this bulletin, New South Wales wakes up to its first day without former Premier Gladys Berejiklian. Free trade talks with the European Union have been postponed. And in sport, a disappointment for Australian tennis in the Sofia Open in Bulgaria. You're listening to SBS News. I'm Sofia Petrovic. Residents in the northern New South Wales LGA of Casino are waking up to their first morning of lockdown after one new COVID-19 case was recorded. The stay-at-home orders also apply to anyone who visited the area since September 24. 864 new COVID-19 cases and 15 deaths were recorded in New South Wales yesterday as Premier Gladys Berejiklian announced her resignation. The Liberal Party will now elect a new leader with State Treasurer Dominic Perrottet and Planning Minister Rob Stokes seen as possible contenders for the top spot. Labor is using Ms. Berejiklian's resignation to renew its calls for a federal anti-corruption body. The Coalition promised a Commonwealth Integrity Commission back in 2018, but critics say its draft legislation is not strong enough. Legislation was developed by former Attorney General Christian Porter, who resigned earlier this year over a donations scandal. Labor leader Anthony Albanese says Prime Minister Scott Morrison's cabinet reshuffle following Mr. Porter's resignation shows why a federal corruption watchdog is needed.
On the same day that Gladys Berejiklian has resigned as Premier of New South Wales over an ICAC investigation, Scott Morrison has announced a reshuffle in which Angus Taylor has been promoted. This is yet another reminder of how so many people in Mr. Morrison's government are walking, talking reminders of the need for a national anti-corruption commission.
Free trade talks between the European Union and Australia have been postponed in the wake of a dispute over Canberra's decision to cancel a multi-billion euro French submarine deal. A spokesperson for the EU confirmed the decision on Friday, but did not give any specific reason. Australia had signed a $90 billion deal with French-majority state-owned naval group in 2016 to build 12 conventional diesel-electric submarines. But Prime Minister Scott Morrison cancelled the deal last month as part of an alliance with the United States and Britain that will deliver an Australian fleet of at least 8 nuclear-powered submarines. The move not only angered France but prompted criticism from the EU. Construction sites in Victoria are set to reopen from Tuesday after a two-week shutdown that prompted widespread protests. Construction workers will need to have at least one dose of a COVID vaccine to return to work and are expected to be fully immunised by the 13th of November. The Premier, Daniel Andrews, says the reopening is a reset with new safety measures developed in consultation with the industry.
You will be reopened from next Tuesday, but you will only stay open if all of us together work to be focused on safety. And that's about compliance. It's about all of us playing our part.
Meanwhile, Shepparton in northern Victoria has entered another lockdown with 24 active COVID-19 cases in the area. Qantas has brought the restart of its international flights forward to November 14 after the federal government flagged the further easing of COVID-19 restrictions. The national carrier will operate 4 weekly return flights between Sydney and London and 3 weekly return flights between Sydney and Los Angeles, with flights to be added to meet demand. The airline says that once the exact date that Australia's international border will reopen is known, more routes may be added. All passengers need to be fully vaccinated and return a negative test 72 hours before departure, as well as home quarantine for 7 days on arrival into Australia. California Governor Gavin Newsom has announced the first coronavirus vaccination mandate for school children in the United States.
Once the FDA approves the vaccination in different cohorts, starting with 12 and above, grades 7 to 12, we will begin to apply that requirement in the next term.
The government has fully approved the COVID-19 vaccine for those 16 and over, but only granted emergency authorization to those aged 12 to 15. California will require the COVID-19 vaccine for students in kindergarten through to sixth grade only after the federal government has given final approval for anyone aged 5 to 11. And Swiss citizens who persuade their friends to get COVID-19 shots can look forward to a free restaurant meal or cinema outing courtesy of the state under a government scheme aimed at boosting the country's low vaccination rate. 42% of the population is not yet fully vaccinated, a relatively high percentage by European standards. The Swiss health minister admitted it was an unusual incentive, with $222 million set aside for the initiative. Every newly vaccinated person will be asked to name an individual who convinced them, and they will be sent a 50 Swiss franc cash token to cash in at participating venues. And to sport now, Australian James Duckworth has ended his breakthrough run at the Sofia Open, failing to beat rising star Jannik Sinner in the quarterfinal. It was the end of the Australian challenge in the ATP hardcourt event in the Bulgarian capital after John Millman was earlier beaten by American Marcos Giron. And turning to the weather across the country today, in Perth, showers, 20 degrees. 23 in Adelaide, a late evening shower. A shower or two in Melbourne today, 18 degrees. Hobart, showers, 16. Similar in Canberra, 19 degrees. A shower or two in Sydney, 23. Brisbane, sunny, 28 degrees. 34 in Cairns, sunny. A shower or two in Darwin today, 32 degrees. You're listening to SBS News. I'm Sofia Petrovic.